Shalom Aleichem, kinderlich. Freilich and Chodesh. Very important Chodesh. The month of Shvat is the month of the Histalkus, the Friedrich Rebbe, Yotzad of Friedrich Rebbe, and the beginning of the Rebbe's Nesius. The Rebbe became Rebbe in Yud Shvat. I want to share with you a story of the Rebbe Marash. An amazing story. Time the Rebbe Marash. There was Chassidim of the Rebbe Marash that lived in a small town. These were great Chassidim that learned and davened and were Avid Hashem, they did Avedis Hashem, they served Hashem, like Chassidim Chabad did. There was a poritz in that town where they lived. He had a big, big property, a lot of houses and farms, and he employed a lot of the Jews to work for him on his land, on his farms and on his houses. He made the Jews take care of it so they had parnasa. So most of the Jews of the town had a lot of Baruch Hashem, nice parnasa from this poritz. One day the poritz got older and he decided he's going to hire a manager. But unfortunately, he hired a manager that was a big anti-Semite. He hated Jews. He really didn't like Jews. And this anti-Semite, when he took over all the lands and all the properties of the poritz, he saw that all of the workers and all of the people that worked for him are Jewish. So why should the Jews get all the Parnasa from the poritz? I'm going to start putting goyim in there. And I'll send away the Jews, so the Jews don't have to have parnasa, we'll have the goyim have parnasa. And so that's what he did. He slowly started sending away Jewish families from the land and the farms from the poritz. And told them, no, I'm sorry, you don't have a job anymore. Goodbye. I have other people now. They're going to take your place. The Jews were very upset because they didn't have any income. They didn't have a parnasa. They didn't have any jobs. But they didn't complain. These were real Hasidim who cared more about davening and learning than about money and parnasa. So when they came to the Rebbe Marash from time to time for Yontiv, and they went to Yechidus, they never asked the Rebbe Marash about this problem that they had, that they don't have parnasa. Because they were more interested in asking the Rebbe Marash for advice, how to serve Hashem, and how to deal with your nefesh habamis, your yetzaharim, and how to daven better, and things like that. But they never asked the Rebbe Marash about parnasa and a bracha for parnasa. They felt this is gashmistic and things, physical things. This was like not something they wanted to ask the Rebbe Marash, to bother him about such things. If you're already going to Yechidus and you have a chance to speak to the Rebbe himself, you're going to use those moments you're in the Yechidus to ask him for gashmias, physical things. So they didn't ask anything. They asked only about ruchnias, spiritual things, davening and learning. So that's it. So a while went by. Once there was a very rich chassid who used to do business with that poritz from that town where those Jews used to work for him once upon a time. And now they lost their job because of the new manager. So he used to do that poritz, was very friendly with that Jew, that chassid. The chassid lived in a different town, but he used to travel to that town and do business with the poritz. So he and the poritz were quite friendly. That rich chassid once traveled to the Rebbe Marash and went to Yechidus. He discussed his things, his bracha that he needed. Then the Rebbe Marash asked him, I know that you travel a lot to that town, and a lot of my chassidim there. Tell me, how are those chassidim doing? I know they never tell me anything about their parnasa, but I want to know how they're doing with their parnasa. So the chassid said to the Rebbe Marash, well, I'm very sad to tell you that many, many of the Jewish families lost their jobs. They don't have any income. They don't have any parnasa. no job, because there's a new manager, Goy, anti-Semite, Yimach Shemoy. He hates Jews, and he sent away a lot of the Jewish people that worked for the Poritz. Now they don't have jobs, and they're really, really having a hard time with bringing food to the table and giving food to the families. It's very hard for them. So the Rebbe Marash said to this chassid, "You didn't tell me? How come you didn't tell me?" So the Rebbe Marash said to this chassid like this: "You are friendly with this Poritz. So what I want you to do, when you go back home, travel through that town and try to meet with the Poritz and tell him like this: I know," says the Rebbe Marash, "that this Poritz is very sick. He's old and very sick. And I know his doctor because he's also my doctor." Right? He was a famous doctor. He was both the doctor of the Rebbe Marash and Lahavdil, the doctor of this Poritz. "And I know from my doctor that this Poritz is so ill that the doctor thinks he's not going to live more than a few months. He's going to die soon. But tell the Poritz that I said that I promise him another month of life for every family that he is going to take back into his business and give them a job. For every family, another month of life." The chassid traveled to that village, the town, and he tried to meet the Poritz. But the people told him in the house, "Oh, the Poritz is very ill, and he doesn't see any people, and I'm sorry, we can't let you in." So he didn't know what to do, so he went home. Then after a while, he thought he was going to go back and try again. When he came back, it turns out that the Poritz was then taken out by his family members on a wagon, because he needed some fresh air. The doctor said he has to take a walk or travel a little bit outside with his fresh air for his health. And so they just took him out on a wagon, with an open wagon with his fresh air, and he was traveling through the town. And this chassid came, he was traveling in the street of the town, and the poet sees him from his wagon. So he sees the chassid, who is his friend, and he says, "Please come into my wagon." So the chassid right away climbed onto the wagon, and he said to the poritz, "You know, I have a message for you from my Rebbe, the Rebbe Marash." And he says, "My Rebbe says like this: he knows that the doctors believe that you're not going to live very long, you're only going to live for a month or two. So the Rebbe said like this: he promises to give you another month of life for every Jewish family that you hire and take into your business and give them parnasa. The more families, the more months you're going to live." When the poets heard this, first of all, he was very surprised that the manager had sent away all these Jews. The poets liked the Jewish people. He used to hire a lot of Jews. He didn't know what was going on. And then he was also very excited that the Rebbe Marash promised him to have an extra life, an extra month of life for every family. So he decided to give parnasa to as many Jewish families as possible. So he started hiring many, many, many families. And from all these families, you know, it came up to 15 more years of life. So that's what happened. He told the manager, "You better hire again all these Jews. Why did you send them away? You have to hire everybody again and bring even more. If there's more jobs opening, get more Jews, more Jewish families there. I want as many Jews as possible." So the manager had no choice. He had to do it. In the meantime, the Rebbe Marash was nostalgic. And the poets continued to live. 1 year, another year, another year. Years and years. Now, it was already a few years, I mean, maybe 10 years, 12 years later, he got very sick suddenly, and very weak. And the poets felt that he's going to die. So he called over this rich chassid, his friend, and said to him, "Your Rebbe promised me, for every Jewish family that I give parnasa, I hire and I take into my business, I will get an extra month. And when I look at the amount of families that I hired, my life shouldn't be over yet. I have still quite a few months left. So I want you to go tell your Rebbe that he owes me a few months of life. And he feels that he's going to die soon. And it's not time yet. According to the promise of Rebbe Marash, he still has quite a few months to live. So the Chassid said, but the Rebbe Marash is nostalgic. He can't go talk to him. So he said, go to his kever. I know you guys have tzaddikim. And you can talk to them in, to the even after the istalkus. So go and tell him that I said that he owes me still a few years of life based on the amount of families that I gave Parnasa and his promise. So the chassid went to the Rebbe Marash's oil and told exactly what the poritz said. And the poritz became well again. He got strong again. And he lived exactly the amount of months, as many months as the amount of families that he gave Parnasa. Exactly how the Rebbe Marash promised him. Kinderlech, be well and hope to hear good stories in the future.